This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 500, How Pia Controls IELTS Prep and Axes Anxiety.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Pia, a three-key student, and learn invaluable tips for your writing, speaking, vocabulary, and how to prepare yourself for your own IELTS success. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners, IELTS candidates, IELTS hopefuls. I wonder if you could call yourself an IELTS hopeful. That could be a thing. So I am here with a special guest today, a fantastic, fabulously impressive student from our course, Pia. Pia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're taking IELTS?
Okay. So my name is Pia. I'm from Chile. I will take IELTS just to get to know how is my English. I'm contemplating maybe studying or trying to work. Actually, I'm living in the UK, so for that reason, I'm contemplating to maybe study or working. Yeah, depends on my score.
Right? Yeah, you can decide. So Pia and I feel like we're old friends now because we've been talking a lot lately. We just had a couple classes on Skype together last week for speaking and writing for the personal coach package. So we've been talking a lot lately. And when you told me that last week, I thought it was fantastic. Guys, this is an idea of motivation that is really interesting, and it's something to think about in your own IELTS studies. This idea of intrinsic motivation compared to extrinsic motivation. So do you remember what that is, Pia?
Yeah, because I'm really motivated because I want it, not because it's compulsory. It's not my obligation to take IELTS.
That is a fantastic way to describe it. I think that was like more succinct than I would have described it. That was great. But that's exactly right. So this is awesome. And the reason why we invited Pia onto the show today was because she wrote the best essay for the Writing Wizard contest this month. So she's doing great. Her level is amazing. Her speaking and writing, I know for sure, are good because I've been testing her. So this intrinsic motivation is working for you. So let's talk about your winning essay. Now, one thing that really impressed me about your essay was the vocabulary. And listeners, I think you could tell already that Pia is able to produce high-level vocabulary. I mean, like you said, you are like contemplating what to do with the IELTS. Like, that's amazing. Oh. So how have you been able to learn and then use all of these high-level words?
Oh my goodness. I think the course have been helping me a lot. And I just follow all of the strategies that you teach us. So for example, every morning I watched BBC News while I'm having my breakfast. I'm trying to read more and enjoy my time watching TV series.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I think I just wrote an article about this, about how IELTS studies shouldn't be boring.
Yeah.
Like, learning English shouldn't be boring. If you are bored in whatever you're studying, you're not learning as much.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time in a lot of ways then. Yeah. So
I haven't been bored. Yeah. Yeah. That study has been amazing. Yeah.
Super cool. What TV programs could you recommend for our listeners?
The Big Bang Theory is my favorite.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And BBC News is so interesting. I don't know what, maybe because I'm in my 30s. I'm really interested what is going on the world. So
yeah.
And sure. You can gather a lot and pick up many, many different words because they are repeating many times the same theme again and again and again. So I think our brain is doing the work without even notice.
That's a really good point, though, about the benefits of watching the news. That's true. Yeah. They do repeat the same words over and over again. I think they sort of like when they're planning the news story, they have these key points, right, that they want to address. And so they touch on these words or these keys in different ways throughout the story. But it all comes down to like these like four main words or whatever that are going to be repeated. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, they are paraphrasing many times. So I think that's helped me a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So like you've absorbed vocabulary this way, but then how do you think you're able to use it? Because I think that's the difficulty that a lot of students face. It's like, I know a lot of words. I can understand them if I hear them, but then I never use them in speaking and writing. How do you think you've sort of like crossed that challenge?
Oh my goodness. I think I'm doing many things. For example, I'm trying to be as involved, as much involved as possible here. And I'm trying to speak to myself in English.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think all the time in English. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking to yourself in English is a key. Yeah. It is so important.
It's weird at the beginning, but it's just, takes time,
For sure. Yeah, no, for sure. It's going to feel weird. You're going to feel like a crazy person. And like, I think at the beginning, your voice sounds weird to yourself. Yeah. Like you're not sure how you're supposed to talk. I know it is weird, but it does work. Okay, awesome. And then another thing that I really liked about your essay was the specific support. Like you're able to come up with really strong ideas, specific ideas, even in our strategy session, even in our talk before we were recording. You spoke about using a documentary to like prove an idea in a brainstorm. So how important is it to do like outside reading, outside listening, watching? Do you think that that's where most of your examples come from in your writing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because I'm watching TV, I'm reading, I'm listening to podcasts, for example, audiobook as well. So my input of information is huge.
Well, it shows. I mean, okay, I'll just read one of your one of your examples, one of the details in this essay. So, excuse me. The question was about how in the past it was common for households to have a lot of generations, right? And like one house, but today it's not the norm. What caused this shift and what are the advantages and disadvantages? So, it's a good example of a mixed question type. And I will put that in the blog, guys. Come back to the blog, ielts.allearsenglish.com, and search Pia, that's P-I-A, and you could see this task two question and also some impressive sentences from her essay. So one sentence that you wrote was, according to official statistics in Chile, from 1930 to 2016, the mortality rate for infectious illnesses has declined by 55%. And the main reason is that now it is more common to utilize one house per family. That's like so specific and impressive. I mean, like you made that up more or less, right? You didn't like go online.
I made that. I know. I made that completely.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. But still, like it's believable. It's completely believable. I think the key to making up believable statistics is, first of all, you have to have it based in reality, right? So like Pia's getting all of this information. She's absorbing all of these amazing specific ideas from the news and, you know, all of this other stuff. And then she could sort of take pieces of those things, like cobble together things that are already true and make up something new. I think that's why this works so well. Okay. I do want to not just talk about your writing today, because we've had some really useful, I think, beneficial classes. And I was hoping we could share some of those benefits with our listeners today. So one thing that we talked about last week was dealing with anxiety, right? Like, Pia, why did we talk about that? What are you feeling right now as your test is approaching? Hello, lovely students. If you would like a chance to meet with me on Skype and get personal feedback on how to improve your speaking and writing before your next IELTS exam, you have to be a Three Keys student, which you can do today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit more nervous than the weeks before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that in the anti-anxiety module, it's pretty clear the thing that I have to do. So, I said to my mind, okay, I'm in the driver's seat and my anxiety is in the backseat. So I control my brain.
I love that.
This anxiety is not mine. It's the anxiety. It's not me. And I have to take advantage of my anxiety and impress the examiner and do my best in the test. Yeah.
You are going to do your best. Yeah. you're going to be on the show again to talk about your amazing scores for sure. But I like this idea of recognizing the emotion and then distancing yourself from it somehow. It's funny. My friend and I were just talking about this yesterday, just sort of examining your feelings, right? Like, what is this feeling? Is it real?
Yeah.
what are you afraid of? Is that real? And then just sort of putting it away for a while, you know? So that is an awesome way to deal with it.
Yeah.
And of course you're nervous. Your test is on Saturday. And that is also completely fine.
Yeah,
right?
But I think your classes, listen to the podcast, you transmit so much positive energy that I think that keep me motivated all the time.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's why we're here, Pia. Okay. And then another thing I wanted to ask you about was if you could think about our speaking session and our writing session.
Okay.
Is there any advice or tips or corrections or anything we talked about that you feel like could help more listeners, that could help more people? So speaking, let's take speaking first.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you feel like was a game changer or really, really helped you in our session?
Yeah, I think really helped me that you said to me, practice the same topic card for 2 minutes and do it 3 times. I'm trying to feel that 2 minutes.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
Yeah. And then you pointed out that when you listen to me and you feel that I was talking about something real, something natural, you could feel my expression and my pronunciation was better.
Totally.
My rhythm. Yeah. So now I'm focusing just thinking in real things. Yeah, because
that's great.
Yeah, that kind of assignment, I could excel in pronunciation and intonation. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. I mean, because we had we did part two a couple times, right? And I saw improvement, like just with Just with those like tips from the first time. Totally. Yeah. Guys, this is a great way to practice confidence, right? Yeah. To get one part two card, practice it three times. And then each time you're practicing it, you're adding more details, you're becoming more comfortable, and you're really just practicing positive associations. You're practicing being able to do it well, you know? And so then you know what that feels like. You know what a good part two answer feels like. And it does make a difference. That's fantastic. And also, like Pia, you have so many ideas and information. I don't think you'll have to make anything up. I mean, you're an adult. You have a life of experience. It's no problem. Okay, that's awesome. And then for writing, what do you think one of your biggest takeaways was from our writing class?
Oh, I think in specific details to support my point. Yeah.
Well, you do that. You're really good at that. I think that is the key to getting a 7 or higher for task response, guys. This has come up on the show a few times recently. As happens, we sort of go through phases. There's like themes to the show sometimes, and this is a recent one, how in order to score highly for task response, guys, you have to extend your main ideas. You have to develop them in specific ways, right? Yeah. So the only way to do that is give an example and then add to that, give details about the example, right?
As much detail,
There you go. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And I feel quite confident because you give us our templates. So the only thing that I need to think about it is in specific details. So,
right.
Yeah. And I said to me, go simple.
Totally. Yeah, no, totally. I mean, in our strategy session before the show, we talked about this, like control what you can, right? Be smart about your time and your mental efforts. So in writing, for example, like, good Lord, there's so much to think about, like ideas, vocabulary, grammar, how to organize everything. So at least take one thing off the table. At least let us tell you how to organize it, and then you don't have to worry about it. And then you just worry about the other things.
Yeah, that's right.
So guys, if you would like access to the same material that has been helping Pia prepare for her excellent exam that she's going to take this Saturday, you can get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you can also upgrade for personal coach sessions with me. Now, Pia, is there any other tips or advice that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Take the personal coach.
That's awesome. Guys, I didn't tell her to say that, I promise. But thank you so much for saying that. All right, Pia.
I think it's a good idea to use apps. It's called Blinkist. It's not really popular, but I think it helped me as well. It's like a summary of books, a really short summary.
Cool.
And you can hear it and you can read along. So, so you can practice the listening and reading and both at the same time. And I'm listening while I'm brushing my teeth. So you can do it at any time or having my shower. At any time. That's because awesome. It's just 15 minutes or 10 minutes. And I have the free version, I can't I can't choose the topic, the book. I can't. So I listen just the topic that they deliver. So
that's really cool. I like that idea though.
Yeah.
Because that's a great way to just like discover new ideas. Just to like have just like what do you call it? Like a roulette wheel, you know, like you don't know what's gonna come up. I love that.
And I at least like that, we don't know what IEL is going to throw out.
So what, can you spell the name of that app for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. It's B L Blinkist.
Blinkist. I've never heard of that. I'm totally going to check that out. Oh, that is so awesome. That's fantastic. IELTS prep. I love it. Okay. Awesome, Pia. Thank you so much for sharing so much advice with our listeners today. And best of luck on Saturday, man. You're gonna kill it. You're going to do so well.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
All right, Pia.
Thank you so much. Have a good day as well. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.